Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we are talking about number 10 on our list of the 10 most elite brain-boosting supplements. I hope you've had a chance to check out the other 9 that we've talked about. Now, this particular supplement has a particular ingredient that is very unique because the FDA has actually approved the statement that this ingredient actually has been shown to improve cognitive function. The FDA does not really get involved with many supplements, but this particular ingredient, they said, yep, it actually works. Now, there's clinical studies that show it improves cognition. 3 studies have shown that this ingredient has a positive cognitive effect on healthy persons. This may be due to the reduction in stress and excitation after taking it. The reduction in excitation, in turn, increases attention. Now, 1 study showed that supplementing with this ingredient improved cognitive function in athletes before and after exercise. Another study showed the nootropic improves memory in healthy Japanese senior citizens. And the 3rd one showed that this ingredient contains omega-3 fatty acids, showed an improvement in memory of healthy senior citizens who complained of mild memory troubles. What is this ingredient, you ask? It is phosphatidylserine. And that ingredient is included in the BrainMed supplement. It also includes a variety of other things, but we're going to talk about phosphatidylserine for now. Several studies have shown that phosphatidylserine also reduces cortisol, which is the stress chemical in healthy adults. A reduction in cortisol is linked to an increase in cognitive performance and decrease in visceral fat. So the 1st study also showed that taking phosphatidylserine prior to exercise reduces exercise-induced cortisol. Now, there are clinical studies showing protection against cognitive decline. Several studies have also shown that phosphatidylserine can protect from cognitive decline. 1 study showed that 3 weeks of supplementation of 500 milligrams of phosphatidylserine resulted in a 14.8% increase in global metabolic rate in participants with Alzheimer's disease. This increased metabolic rate results in improvement in symptoms associated with cognitive decline. Another study with 51 patients showed that 100 milligrams supplementation of phosphatidylserine for 12 weeks showed improvement in cognitive measures in those with Alzheimer's as well. A double-blind study with 14 males ages 18 to 29 showed that 750 milligrams of phosphatidylserine for 10 days was able to improve the time it took to exhaust athletes who were cycling at 85%, so it reduced fatigue. Okay, that's pretty exciting. Now, this study was done with healthy male and female volunteers, age range 50 to 90 years old, with memory complaints. They were recruited through advertisements in senior citizens' homes and in hospitals. Screening included medical history documentation, physical exam, routine lab tests, and a computerized neuropsych assessment tool. Subjects were included if suffering from memory impairment, as reflected by scores within or below the normative data, plus or minus 1.5 standard deviations, or impaired population. The study was conducted according to the principles of the Declaration of Helsinki and good clinical practice. The protocol was approved by the Ethics Committee of the Sarasti Medical Center in Tel Aviv, Israel, and all volunteers gave written informed consent prior to participation. The study was designed as a single-center, open-label study. All participants were examined for cognitive performance evaluation and safety assessment at baseline and after 12 weeks of treatment. Cognitive performance was evaluated by 2 different methods, a computerized cognitive assessment tool and the Ray Auditory Verbal Learning Test. Safety examination included physical exam, weight and vital signs, systolic and diastolic blood pressure and heart rate, blood safety parameters such as blood lipid, liver function, blood electrolytes, hemological blood parameters and glucose were examined on 9 participants. Let's see. What happened with the phosphatidylserine? It's very exciting, actually. total of 30 subjects, 8 men and 22 women, fit the inclusion criteria and were included in the study. 4 subjects dropped out due to gastrointestinal discomfort. The outcomes were that the computerized assessment, cognitive assessment results presented in a table that I'm going to explain in a second are for the cognitive composite scores at baseline and following 6 and 12 weeks of phosphatidylserine administration. An improvement was detected in scores of focused attention, sustained attention, visuospatial learning, and spatial short-term memory, as well as memory recognition, memory recall, and executive functions. So overall memory recognition went from 80.6 after 6 weeks, jumped up to 86.2, and after 12 weeks went all the way up to 87.36. Memory recall went from a 73.5 up to an 81.1 after 6 weeks and an 82.3 after 12 weeks. Executive function went from 72.3 to 79.1 after 6 weeks and 82.6 after 12 weeks. Mental flexibility went from 73.1 to 79.3, and then that was 6 weeks, and then 82.4 after 12 weeks. Focused attention went from 85.2 to 88.2 after 6 weeks and 90.2 after 12 weeks. Sustained attention went from 82.0 to 86.0 after 6 weeks and 87.7 after 12 weeks. The visual spatial learning went from 60.7 to 66.4 after 6 weeks and 67.8 after 12 weeks. And finally, the spatial short-term memory went from 58.4 to 63.4 after 6 weeks and 64.3 after 12 weeks. So let's just look here. This exploratory study, and this is in NCBI, which is the National Institute of Health. It's a study done in there. This explanatory study demonstrates that phosphatidylserine is well tolerated, safe for human consumption, and may have positive effects on cognitive function in healthy elderly with memory complaints, including memory parameters, executive function, and mental flexibility. They encourage further extended double-blind placebo-controlled studies in order to establish the safety. But they've already said that it does improve cognitive function. So now how does that apply to brain med? Well, if concussions or other brain issues have left you confused and frustrated, you can breathe easier. These are all part of the concussions are a part of all contact sports, but you can optimize your brain's ability to heal and even protect yourself from concussions with brain med. You will utilize natural nootropic herbs that have been shown to optimize brain function. Brain med allows your brain to access information easier so you can get back to a life you deserve. Unleash your full potential with Brain Med today. It increases focus, naturally increases neurotransmitters in your brain to gain access to more mental potential. It boosts brain power. It boosts your energy levels to increase your productivity without distraction or anxiety. Increase memory. It increases your ability to learn new tasks and to recall old memories. Protection, optimize neurotransmitter processing and improve blood flow to strengthen cell membranes. So what's in Brain Med? It contains a variety of products and a specific blend of clinically studied ingredients that are suggested to safely improve energy, focus, memory, and mental performance to help get you back the life you deserve. Including, here are 6 ingredients, and several of these, you'll notice, were on our list of top 10 supplements to boost your brain function. Flupirazine A increases acetylcholine levels in the brain, and not only does this increase information retention and memory formation, it can also boost concentration, mental clarity, and the ability to process or calculate data. Ginkgo biloba, it increases cerebral blood flow and has been shown to help depression, diabetes-related nerve damage, short-term memory loss, headache, and more. And hey, here you go, phosphatidylserine. It's FDA approved. The label, consumption of phosphatidylserine may reduce the risk of cognitive dysfunction in the elderly. Bacopa monnieri, supplementing Bacopa monnieri has been shown to improve cognition by means of reducing anxiety. It also contains St. John's wort. There is good evidence that St. John's wort may reduce symptoms in people with mild to moderate but not severe or major depression. In many studies, it seems to work as well as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs. And finally, vinpocetine. It's used for enhancing memory and preventing Alzheimer's disease and other conditions that harm learning, memory, and information processing skills as people age. Very exciting stuff. And as always, I have included a link in the description of this podcast to get your brain med. It takes you to our mission, which is to get people back the life they deserve, and a portion of all sales goes to the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, which is a fund for former NFL players and CFL players that are experiencing issues because of their impacts to their brain while they played football, as well as the After the Impact Fund, which is for veterans that have experienced cognitive issues after PTSD. So a portion of all sales goes to them, so you're supporting a good cause when you purchase Brain Med. And it is a very easy, simple thing to do, and also included with Brain Med is a separate supplement that should be taken together called Brain Med Omegas. As we've talked about before, omega-3 essential fatty acids in particular are one of the most beneficial groups of nutrients for your brain and overall health. They build brain cell membranes, reduce brain inflammation, and promote new brain cell formation. Omega-3s can improve your mood and memory and give you protection against brain disorders ranging from depression to dementia. And I'd also like to say once again that there are many options you'll see on the site to get Brain Med. You can order 1 month's worth, or you can get on auto ship and save $20, or you can get a couple months' worth, whatever you like. It's up to you. We're also having a phenomenal time in our Brain Booster or Brain Builders Masterclass, I should say. Really meeting a lot of really great people and seeing a lot of good feedback about the information. We had the team psychologist for the Lakers was on in our last class. It's every Friday at 6 p.m. There's going to be some bonus classes as well that might be at a different time, but it is. There's also a link in the description of this podcast to join the wait list for the Brain Builders Masterclass for the next session. It will probably be held in December, maybe January, right around that time, once we fine-tune it and get it really to where we're helping and providing the most efficient, beneficial, brain-optimizing information available. Currently, I am researching Dr. Daniel Amen's Brain Warrior protocol. I have discussed Dr. Dale Bredesen's RECODE protocol for people, especially with the APOE4 genetic marker for Alzheimer's. It has been shown to work the best with them, but it also works with people that are pre-diabetic, insulin resistant, have missing trophic factors such as B2, folate, things like that. And it has been also shown to help people that have toxic exposures to mercury or biotoxins or mycobacteria from mold. One of the keys to that is you have to eliminate the source of those toxins and then utilize the protocol. Proper nutrition is always encouraged, trying to cut out sugars, processed foods, rice, pasta, white baked potatoes, things like that. Eating more healthy, normal foods like fruits, vegetables, peppers, a variety of different things that have a nice bright color. And when I say bright color, I'm not referring to the bright orange powder on nacho cheese Doritos. Nothing against them, but that does not make it healthy. So I appreciate you listening to the Brain Builders podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and we will see you next time. Have a phenomenal, phenomenal day.